This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. One of my Facebook followers, Chase, writes, he lives in Las Vegas, Trump is so awkward when he holds on to prime minister's wives, his hand shakes, his own wife. Is it Asperger's, social anemia, what? He writes, I'm a fan of his politics, but he really lacks the smooth, suave like Barack did. You know, it's interesting. Every time anybody, I don't know how much of that is real. I mean, every time Donald Trump does something, the media is all over it. So even if Donald Trump does nothing wrong, the media is going to then go after the handshake or the, holding his wife's hand or the, and it's because, you know, and people are interested in it. People watch. I guess I heard with this latest European trip, with Brigitte Macron, the, French First Lady, he had, I guess, given her a compliment, saying she looks like she's in great shape, beautiful, she's in such good physical shape. See, okay, this is what I see, and maybe it's the psychology background, maybe it's the woman background. I see a lack of prep on Trump's part. And Trump is in a world right now, and I got to admit, considering he's doing a fairly good job. I mean, for someone who's not a politician to be, you know, now in the White House, you know, I'm very, shall we say, I don't want to say surprised because, you know, we kind of thought that he was going to, you know, start turning around the economy and start getting things done. But in terms of him being able to socially fill the shoes of a president, you know, and look as cool and suave as, you know, Ronald Reagan or JFK, and even Obama seemed to have some coolness to him. I am pleasantly surprised at how, you know, Donald Trump has been able to start fitting into the role. But what I saw with the, telling Miss Macron that, you know, she's beautiful, ladies like to be told that. I mean, you tell a lady that she's in such great shape, beautiful, women like that. So either A, he's right on the money, but B, what I thought is they forgot to prep him on what to say when you meet these people socially. And so, or maybe he forgot what he was supposed to say. But he probably has an easier time speaking to a world leader because he could bring up the politics or whatever. But if he doesn't know much about what the French First Lady does, he probably didn't know what to go to, what to say. And so, and I've done that. You know, if I meet somebody for the first time and I have absolutely no idea what to tell them, but there's something I like I like their earrings or I like their necklace or I like what they wore or I'll say something. I'll feel like there's a need to say something. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to make something up, but I'm going to talk about what I can talk about. What I think what he might have been lacking on that is some quick prep on when you meet the first lady, compliment her on, you know, she's been doing this, you know, and working on this and working on this. Compliment her on that campaign she's been working with. You know, I heard great things about blah, 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 blah. Be honest. Be sincere about it. But to me, it just looked like there was some lack of preparation. And so when he met her, he was like, oh, man, you're in good shape. He didn't know what to say to her. And so that's a prep thing. And presidents are prepped. Just do your homework before. And I know he's got a lot on his plate. There's a lot. And he was probably prepping for the prime minister. I think just somebody forgot. What do you say to the first lady? And then with the awkwardness and the handshake and that, Donald Trump has taught himself where when things do get awkward, to double down. Okay? So whereas some of us, if something starts to get a little bit awkward or a little bit uncomfortable or there's a silence, let's say there's a silence where you have to stop, you know, with the cameras, or there's some quote-unquote awkwardness, just continue doing what you're doing. So if you're in the handshake, keep that handshake up. That's my guess. My guess is he was told that, which I think was smart. I mean, if I was his PR psychologist, whatever, I guess, body movement advisor, I would say, look, when you're not sure what to do, extend the handshake or end the handshake, touch the shoulder, and then, again, have that chit-chat ready to go. All right? Always have something to say. Now, we don't do this. You know, I consider myself a master in communications. I'm not, because I don't always have chit-chat ready to go. You know, like, okay, my producer, Blake. All right, Blake's awesome. I don't prep to talk to him. I don't do that. But then sometimes I really wish I had something to say. You know, like, he'll be like, how are you? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm constipated and, you know, I'm worried the hemorrhoids are going to flare up and my husband doesn't want to sleep with me. I can't tell him the truth. I should really, before prep, you know, every day and before Blake, you know, decides to talk to me and check in with me and see how I'm doing, I should have something prepared, but I don't. All right. That's the master of communication. Before you go to an interview, before you job interview. All right. The job interview isn't going to be all about, you know, why do you want to work for my company? You know, why do you want to be an engineer? Why do you want to be an architect? You know, why do you want to be a physician in our hospital? The first few questions is chit chat. Be ready for that. You know, what books do you like to read? Have you seen the latest movie? You know, are you a Game of Thrones fan? You know, it's coming out this week. Sometimes your interviewer may chit chat. You want to be prepared, you know? So, be careful with your, you know, say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to see the queen get killed and beheaded, But, you know, have a nice, you know, politically correct, honest answer. So, honestly, with Donald Trump, you know, does he have a social anemia? Listen, he's been able to make deals. He's been able to be a businessman. He obviously has some savvy. Does he, you know, does he talk sports? Does he know how to do proper chit-chat? You know, that's not a prerequisite for being socially in tune. But I would suggest certain prep work when he meets certain people that he might not have been prepping on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration with a 100% success rate participate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. A big thanks to Blake, right, for working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right, so police in South Carolina are required now to be trained on how to deal with somebody with mental illness. They're going to start training on how to de-escalate situations involving people that may be having a mental crisis. The Criminal Justice Academy in Columbia offers a 4.5-hour class dedicated to covering these topics. The cadets are taught how to pick up on cues from a person that may be mentally ill, de-escalate the situation, and get that person to communicate with them. Only a 4.5-hour class, but I thought they were already trained. I mean, they have to deal with people on spice, on meth, overdosing, in rage. But I guess they're giving them some extra training. According to former Academy instructor Major Florence McCants, she said, we want to see how they interact with someone who may be having a mental episode to see if they are articulating correctly and if their communication skills are on par. They say if they are not in the same state of mind that they are usually in, getting that personal communication could be difficult. So, you know, I mean, our officers already have a lot to do. They say 25 states and the District of Columbia have laws requiring officers to be trained to respond to mental health, substance use, behavioral disorder issues. They say training varies state to state. And in South Carolina, according to Fox News, cadets are taught during their 12 weeks at academy training. And so they want to have the cadets go through various training scenarios and, you know, help them understand and implement safety techniques. And I see why this is, you know, necessary, because, you know, we don't want somebody who's not, let's say, responding or acquiescing to the request and following orders when somebody says freeze, you know, put your hands up. You know, they need to be able to, you know, hold back and, you know, try to assess the situation. But how scary for an officer? You know, somebody could pretend that they could be having an episode while they're getting the gun out. You know, I think we put our first responders and our police officers, you know, at so much risk. I love the education. I think that's great, but they're, you know, I don't know what the answer is, you know, how to give them the protections that they need. But if, you know, word gets out that they're told to, you know, halt, you know, put the gun down and, you know, walk over to them and, you know, do certain things. You know, somebody could be faking it. And I'm worried about that. You know, we heard earlier this week that the Ohio sheriff said he's not going to have his officers carry Narcan. We spoke about this a little bit. Now, Narcan, as you know, is what reverses the opioid overdose. And Narcan helps compete for the receptors, so the opioid can't settle into the receptors of the brain. The Narcan reverses the circulating opioids from taking over the mood receptors, such that if the amount of opioid is so strong that it depresses the respiratory drive in a human, Narcan could reverse it temporarily, depending on how much narcotics in the system. So Narcan is life-saving. But an Ohio sheriff said, no, they're not going to have their police officers carry it. And it's because the remedy puts his police officers at risk. He says all we're doing is reviving them. We're not curing them. And he said that many times these people, they start to turn violent once they're revived. He says a lot of these people that use these, Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones. He says, here in Ohio, the live squads, the paramedics, get in there at about the same time, and they're more equipped to use Narcan. The people who use drugs don't usually like the police, and they turn violent once they're revived. He says, some police departments that use Narcan won't even allow police to use it unless there are two officers on the scene. The police feel unsafe using this Narcan because they have to get down on their knees, squirt it into their nose, and the people they are saving are not happy to see them. They're angry as hell. One of the reasons why they're angry is they paid a lot for that high. All of a sudden, it gets reversed. They get mad. Or, as any of you have noticed, when you take a narcotic, when it starts to wear off, you get grumpy. Well, imagine that, you know, 20 times or, I don't know, 100 times more. So it's something we just don't realize. You know, like, oh, yeah, the police can handle it, or we'll have officers do this, or we'll, we need to hear from them. We need to hear their ideas. They're the ones that are on the scene. They're, you know, here we are. We're in our comfortable homes, at our desks, at our chairs, reading our iPads or our iPhones, going, oh, yeah, this is what the police need to do. You know, cut them some slack. It's a tough world out there, and they are putting their lives on the line all the time. Paramedics carrying the Narcan, I agree with. In terms of a police officer carrying, holding the Narcan, I thought at first it was a good idea, but I didn't realize that there's only so much you could require a police officer to do. I mean, is it going to stop there? Are they going to also have to administer, other sorts of medical, treatments? And their job is to, you know, keep the streets safe and, you know, protect others and protect the, you know, assailant from hurting himself. There's only so much we could require them to do. But if we're going to make them become medical personnel, that's just a little too much. And so I can see why the sheriff is saying no. And as a doctor, at first I was like, well, wait a second, why not? And I see why. You know, a police officer is no good to anybody if he's being assaulted and he's down for the count. So we got to make sure our police officers are safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Minnesota's suicide crisis line is ending service because there's not enough funds. I believe it is the only statewide number for Minnesotans. And the nonprofit, Canvas Health, has lost more than $1 million in recent years, and a decrease in state funding is causing them to end the service this week. They say callers with a mental health crisis is going to get a recorded message. Come July 14th, it's going to just direct them to 911 or go to their local ER. Melissa Ziegler, manager of outpatient psychiatry, All True Health System, says it's sad that another resource is closing the doors, especially for suicide awareness and suicide prevention. Ziegler works with patients struggling with mental health, a lot of depression, sadness, hopelessness. These suicide hotlines, they're underestimated. They're undervalued. They're amazing. People use them. And they go, you know what, I'll just try this before I go for it. And it's phenomenal what they're able to do. But that's the thing. You know, you, there's only, you know, people have to be, you can only count on volunteers for so long. I've done lots of volunteer work. And I'm just as guilty as the next person where after a while, I just can't do it anymore. There's only so many volunteer hours you have. And I have so many projects going on. That, you know, there's no way I could commit to a suicide crisis hotline. I feel bad saying that, but I couldn't show up for a shift every day or every week. I couldn't do that. Not with what I do. I do so much. And so, you know, you can only do so much with volunteers, and if you're not getting state funding, they say right now, if anybody in Minnesota needs help, they could still text LIFE to the number 61222, and that'll connect you for free confidential crisis counselors. You know, what do they do? What do these counselors do? Well, you know, first of all, many people that are considering suicide, you know, they want a voice before they leave sometimes, okay? Before they leave this earth, they want a voice. Why? You know, they, and that is the opportunity where we could intervene. And now some people go quietly. Some people say, you know what, I'm done. I don't want death to take me by surprise. I'm in control. I want to be in control of this. And they do it quietly. But a lot of others, you know, they want people to know. They want, you know, they want to, that's why people are streaming it. I mean, they're streaming it live on Facebook. They want people to know. And it's not just, people used to say, well, you know, women are more prone to doing the gesture and, you know, wanting the attention, but many of them don't really kill themselves as opposed to men being more successful. That's true. Men are more successful in their suicide attempts, but more women attempt it. And there's something to be, you know, dissected out of that and cultivated in terms of wanting people to know that they're fed up. You know, people don't like to be silenced. People don't want to be unheard. And threatening suicide starts to make everybody stop in their tracks and go, wait a second, she is unhappy. Or he is unhappy. Or wait, something is wrong. Right? And maybe their feelings and their decision to commit suicide is a stupid one. But the fact that they want to be heard and that they have reasons that is logical to them, you know, doesn't negate the fact that they're going to do it. They're going to kill themselves. So every reason they have, you have to take with importance. And you have to take with, you know, great, you have to consider. And so, you know, somebody calling a crisis hotline is probably has one of the most successful chances, obviously, to reverse their decision. And we need more of them. We don't have enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said said you were going to start paying more attention to your health, and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Guys, rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man in Bismarck is in custody after he tried to sell a Ziploc bag of grass clippings as marijuana. Police had responded Wednesday morning after a woman said that a man was attempting to sell her marijuana. Authorities made contact with the 29-year-old, and they found a bag in his pocket, and they found that it was just grass clippings, like grass from your lawn. And he was arrested for intent to deliver imitation of a controlled substance. Yeah, I don't think North Dakota has recreational marijuana. But the reason why I bring this up is I live in Nevada. Nevada has been having their issues with marijuana once it was legalized and able to be sold July 1 as we ran low. We are running low to the point where we needed the governor to call a state of emergency. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you think of these state of emergencies, you know, if there's, God forbid, a hurricane, an earthquake, that mountain in Tanzania that's supposed to explode and erupt any second, that volcano. I mean, that's when I would think, you know, a state of emergency. But Nevada running out of pot, I guess, warrants a emergency regulation. And, by the way, it did pass. From what I understand, the Nevada Tax Commission voted unanimously on Thursday in favor of the regulation to expand allowing transport of marijuana from cultivation facilities to retail dispensaries because we don't have enough. We ran low. And we're not the first state to deal with this. I believe Colorado, it was selling off the shelves. Washington, you know, it's really exciting the first week or two, I guess. You know, just like a new ride at Disneyland. You know, like the Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disneyland. It was good, but, I mean, was it really worth, you know, trampling over people? And, you know, wait a month or two. You know, I still haven't seen the movie Wonder Woman. Yeah, I can wait a month or two to see it. No big deal. Spider-Man was good, though. I did see the new Spider-Man. That was excellent. I really like that. Spider-Man did a good job. I love the Marvel movies. They're awesome. Although, I think there were too many cuss words in it. You know, if it's supposed to be a kid movie, they made a PG-13, but that's neither here nor there. A lot of cuss words, but it was still a good movie. Not that I'm against cuss words. It's just, you know, Spider-Man's supposed to be, you know, a hero to little kids. You know, I don't think little kids can see this movie because there's a lot of bad words. All right, but back to the marijuana here. They say the referendum passed last year by Nevada voters legalized the drug for recreational use, and it stipulated that for the first 18 months of sales, only liquor wholesalers would be able to apply to distribute marijuana. So this helped the alcohol industry, and everybody was happy, but we were like, well, you know, is that going to be enough? They say a few alcohol distributors applied, and through Tuesday, they said none had been approved. Apparently, a lot of these places, they still have to undergo inspections and a whole lot of bureaucracy. So when sales began July 1, they said retail shops, I think we only had like 47 of them, in place. Many of them were already selling medical marijuana, so they kind of had to rely on their existing stocks and or started running low. I believe one place said they're basically, I think at the time of the story coming out, they were like, you know, in the next couple of days, we're done. So the chairman of the tax commission, Jim DeVold, said that the emergency regulation was needed as the state joined several others in the still evolving world of legal marijuana sales. They say we're trying to do the right thing. This is such an important time in the state of Nevada's existence. I think we made in Nevada 500. How much in taxes did we make? I thought we had millions in sales and 500,000 in taxes just after the first weekend alone. They say Nevada's distribution, the reason why we've had issues is I guess Colorado, Oregon, Washington, Alaska allow the dispensaries to transport marijuana themselves. In California, voters also passed a similar measure. Residents can legally possess by recreational pot, but the state has until 2018 to begin issuing licenses to sellers and distributors. So we have a lot of California people coming over to Nevada to get their marijuana. So, Nevada Tax Department tried to change the rules before legalization kicked in, but a judge said the department had to go through the regulatory process, as according to LA Times, to see how many distributors were needed. So, Governor Sandoval signed the emergency regulation this week, and I guess we are trying to add distributors and make sure we get more pot in. These are just some of the things we have to... Does it blow your mind how quickly we worked on this? You know, we have so many issues when it comes to health care and, you know, our Medicaid, you know, crisis and, you know, doctors and, you know, our podiatrists. We talked to Dr. Ira Weiner earlier this week on how podiatrists have to do stuff for free. And, you know, there's only so many podiatrists that can do that, you know, and we don't have enough specialists in this town already as it is. And, you know, but when it comes to marijuana, whoo, we work fast. Boy, we work fast because people get grumpy. Majority rules. That's the way it's always been. Majority of people care about marijuana. You know, Medicaid isn't as sexy a discussion. Just not sexy. And the reason why there's a lot of exhaust. I mean, look at the GOP health care bill. For now, from what I understand now, there's two versions of the Senate. Remember how much news it was in the beginning? There's going to be a repeal and replacement bill. And then it's gotten changed over and over and over again. They're trying to, you know, appeal and appease. We have two senators that added opioid crisis funding, which is good. You know, but, you know, these bills are transforming and transforming and either being watered down or being buttressed with something else that, you know, a lot of us in the media, we're kind of exhausted when it comes to the whole healthcare talk. Do we think the Senate is going to be ready to vote before the August recess? No, I don't think so. We've already had a lot of senators say, no, I'm not going to vote for it. I'm not. And, you know, the big problem we have is, and I've said this over and over and over again, I'm going to just say it one more time. You know, even though I am for them passing a bill and doing something, I don't think this bill is what's going to fix Obamacare. And the reason why is I don't think any bill could fix Obamacare. You know, but the idea of just, you know, repealing the ACA and starting from scratch is very difficult to do when they got midterms coming up that are going to start, people are going to start campaigning for the midterms in, you know, months. And so they have to do something. They have to do something, you know, as much as you and I are like, look, let's just get rid of it and start from scratch or just let it fall and, you know, put politics aside and, you know, start building a good healthcare system. But that takes time. It takes years. It takes decades. One of the reasons why the ACA is such a cluster is because it did too much too soon. So now the GOP is going to make that same mistake. They're going to try to do so much so soon. And that was the plan. That was the plan. The liberals' plan for, you know, with the ACA. You know, you try to touch it, it's like, you know, defusing a bomb. You're going to always cut the wrong wire. So we got problems. You know, I'm liking, you know, and liking in a very loose sense of the word, what they've started to transform the bill into. You know, allowing an insurance company to have not only an ACA type policy, but a more stringent, you know, version that has things that benefits that people could choose that they don't need may work. We don't have cheaper options out there. And, you know, I told you, I had patients that would say, look, I could get my birth control cheap. I don't need my premiums $1,000 a month. Let me buy my own birth control and knock the premiums down a couple hundred a month. You know, it's very interesting. That's how it works in retail. Okay? You will get a free soda with your meal. And you see that the meal is jacked up in price. And you're like, but wait a second. I could get my soda cheaper. Don't give me the combo package. I don't need the combo package. I could basically, if I break it up, do this cheaper. And that's how it works in retail, and that's how it works with insurance. We're going to cover your mammograms. We're going to cover pregnancy. We're going to cover birth control. And, you know, you have men out there going out, but I don't need any of those things. So can my health insurance be only $500 a month so I don't have to pay for the $1,000 a month plan? So, you know, that may work having other options. We just can't have that as the only option because, unfortunately, you know, people can't afford the Affordable Care Act plans. The Obamacare plan is too expensive. So, it's a cluster. There's not a better word for it, just a cluster. I can make one up, but I can't say it on the radio. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration with a 100%
success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we know Fitbits work, right? People walking around with their little wristbands, and they monitor their calories and their steps and all sorts of good stuff. Well, apparently they work so well that a school in England has had to ban them. They had to ban Fitbits, fitness trackers, and smartwatches. Why? because the students are counting calories so much that they're skipping lunch if they fail to meet their targets. They say some girls would monitor the number of steps they had taken and the number of calories they had used. If they didn't feel they had taken enough steps in the morning, they wouldn't eat lunch. Teachers at the school feared that the trackers were affecting the teens' mental health and maybe contributing to an overall obsession with body image. In a letter to parents, the deputy head teacher, Cindy Pride, said that she announced a ban on cell phones over the so-called FOMO phenomenon, which stands for Students' Fear of Missing Out, FOMO. Remember YOLO, you only live once? Apparently FOMO is, I guess, what they also say. I know, I'm getting too old to know all the jargon, and I got to learn it. FOMO. I thought FOMO was a bad... Oh, that's mofo. Okay, yeah, that's different. No, this is FOMO, okay? Fear of missing out. Yeah, I've been called the other. Yeah, this is FOMO. Ooh, boy, we got to keep these kind of in check here. All right, they say there have been many reports about how excessive use of social media can have a negative impact on mental health, and the situation is getting worse. So the ban comes after a survey found that 71% of students check social media constantly. Only 71%? So apparently that's being put in place by the next school year. I was in Great Britain. I was in Britain, France, Italy. I tell you, man, they do have their poop together. They really do. They run a tight ship. I could see if there were Fitbits when I was a high school student, I could see myself obsessing. You know, back in high school, I was really worried about how I looked. Now, you guys have seen me. I don't even shave my legs. I mean, I do in the summer, but, you know, if I don't have to in the winter, who cares? Look, I'm married, you know, but in high school, I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to be married by the time I'm 18. So I was looking for a husband, you know, in biology. And, there was, yeah, I was like, oh, I got to get married, and, you know, I can't be over 18 and not married. And I was like, you know, I was watching my weight, I was watching my carbs, eating more vegetables, trying to eat salad for lunch, yeah. You know, cranberries are something to think about. Cranberries, again, are in the news, being touted as superfoods, but there's another twist as to why. They have xyloglucans. That was my guess, it was the xyloglucans. These are special sugars found in their cell walls. Daily Mail reports that cranberries have long been hailed as superfood, and they said certain friendly microbes have been found to grow when fed a carbohydrate in the fruit. They say good intestinal bacteria then improves digestion, our brain health, mood, emotions, energy levels, and weight loss. And they say our microflora or our microbiome likes cranberries. You got good cranberries, you can have less depression, aging, all sorts of cool stuff. Cancer, they say. So there's been a lot of discussions on how our microbiome within our colon and intestine can help us. They say cranberries may be a candidate to improve our gut health, according to Dr. David Sella, nutritional microbiologist at the University of Massachusetts. They make molecules and compounds that help us, and they make it to help some of the hundreds of other kinds of beneficial members of the gut. They say they are thought to be as many bacterial cells in our bodies as human cells, so we're basically eating for two.
I've tried that.
There was a hot foot Sunday, and I decided to eat the whole thing, right? Eating for two. Doesn't work that way. They say the gut bacteria are so significant to us, you know, we really want to give them what they want. So it's the xyloglucans that are special sugars in cranberry cell walls. They're broken down by beneficial bacteria to healthy compounds for the gut. And plant cell walls are indigestible, so they say cranberries eaten naturally do not leave their mark on gut microbe. That way, they say basically what it does is certain bifidobacteria consume the xyloglucans, and they say it helps promote those probiotics. And let me see, what else do they do? I don't know. Cranberry. Vodka cranberry doesn't work. You have to actually eat the cranberries. You can't be... The cranberry juice, you got to be careful. Cranberry juice has a lot of sugar. But they do have antioxidants. They boost your good bacteria. Science is pretty excited about it. And why? Because the xyloglucans. That's so easy to say. Xyloglucans. Like peptidoglycan. I like anything with gluh in it, like igloo. Those words, my stutter doesn't come out and my lisp doesn't come out. So I can say xyloglycans easily. That's a good word. I like it. All right, tomatoes. Some say tomatoes. I say tomato too. I don't say tomato. Nobody says tomato. Anyway, they may help prevent skin cancer. A study found a 50% reduction in male mice given a daily tomato serving. All right, this isn't consumer affairs, believe it or not. They say, yeah, you need sunscreen, but maybe a daily tomato or two could keep the skin cancer away. Said it was by researchers at the Ohio State University, fed male mice a diet of 10% tomato powder, exposed them to UV light for 35 weeks. Another group got UV light, but no tomatoes. And the tomato eaters had 50% fewer skin cancer tumors. Now, it doesn't sound like this was cooked tomato lycopene type stuff. This sounds like it was like raw tomato powder. Female mice didn't show as much of a difference as the male mice. I don't know why. Now, I don't know. But non-melanoma skin cancers like basal cell, squamous, et cetera, are the most common types. I think I have a little basal cell skin cancer. It really bothers me. I keep looking at it. I got to cut it out. But it's so cute. Basal cell is a little pink and a little pearly. It's called a pink pearly papule, little basal cell. And basal cells kind of don't seem to expand and grow out and metastasize like a squamous cell or a malignant melanoma could. But the problem is it's the same arm that's, my husband likes to do most of the driving, so I'm in the passenger seat. And so this arm is always facing the sun. And I've already had a pre-malignant cancer, and now I got another thing on it. It's that same arm. It's not a good arm. So it's my right. Yeah, so, oh, well. You got to deal with it. We all have our stuff to deal with, okay? I can deal with a little baby pink pearly thing. All right, bees. We're losing our bees. We've been talking about the bees being taken out by this parasite. Well, apparently we have a scientist that seduces honeybees, because we have a lot of inbreeding, and they're trying to bring in other bee sperm. They say with male honeybees, I'll teach you a little bit about bees, all right? The male honeybees don't have stingers. So their basic job is to mate with the queen. And so if you apply a little pressure to their abdomen, the honeybee drone, and their drones, they get kind of excited. Blood rushes to the endophallus, and he climaxes, ejaculating a microliter. They say to artificially inseminate a queen bee, you need 10 microliters. And so this Dr. Susan Colby is a honeybee breeder, and she is part of a research team at Washington State University, and she has collected sperm from native honeybees in Italy, Slovenia, Germany, Kazakhstan, Republic of Georgia. So, because these honeybees have favorable genetic traits, like resistance to the varroa mite. Now, this parasite has been a major factor in bee deaths, not to mention genetics, poor nutrition, pesticide exposure, etc. Right? When they were spraying for Zika in Florida, a bunch of bees died. But these varroa mites are an invasive parasite from Asia, and it sucks the hemolymph or the bee blood from the adult, weakening their immune systems, and then unfortunately causing, they transmit these deadly pathogens, like a bent wing virus. So the varroa infestation could kill a colony in less than a year. It was found back in the 80s, and now it has infested up to 50% of American hives. From what we understand, a third of our U.S. honeybee hives have died. So this is huge, especially for U.S. agriculture that requires on, our bees. So there's an art to it, and I think they're looking for more people who can help help these bees climax. I surely wouldn't. 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.